Thank you. So what do you say? Hot enough for you? I know the music's certainly hot tonight. And we're going to continue with some wonderful, wonderful music. It's going to be our great pleasure to present for you tonight the great music of Balfa Toujours. Balfa Toujours continues in the great legacy of Christine Squaw, the late great Dewey Balfa, the great, who we can say is the great grand père of Cajun and Creole Week here at Augusta. We're gonna, in Balfa Toujours, we have some of the world, some multi-talented individuals who've played all over the world. Christine Balfa on guitar, Dirk Powell, her, how do we put that, husband, on accordion and fiddle. The wonderful Kevin Wimmer on fiddle. Also, a new addition to the group Balfa Toujours, and also, but not a new member of the family of Balfas. Courtney Granger will be also playing with him. And they'll have some extra special guests, like, I guess it's kind of Balfa du jour. And we'll have the wonderful Jesse Leger and Boisec Ardouin will be joining also for some songs. So please, without further ado, give a warm welcome to the fantastic group, Balfa Toujours.
Thank you very much. Well, it's been another wonderful week, as always. I think we're getting spoiled to so many good weeks here at Augusta. Always a little different, but always fun. So what did y'all think about that first set? Wasn't it great? Well, we're going to start off this song and dedicate it to our friends John and Jane Verdreen, and it's a song we like to do a lot. Some of it was inspired by John Verdreen, so we call it Two Step by John Verdreen.
Oh, Thank you. Thanks a lot. Well, we're going to do one off our new record, La Pointe, which came out last fall, which we recorded at our house near Parks, Louisiana, on Bayou Teche. We brought a bunch of recording equipment in there and set it up in the kitchen and kind of tried to take the music off the stage. It's great to have the music on the stage, but sometimes if it stays on the stage all the time, you forget what it's all about, which is just playing for fun at your house or on a porch, as you've probably experienced this week on the big porch over there. So this is a song on that record, and it's called La Valse de Bayou Laforge, and it's one that we learned from Christine's father, Dewey Balfa. The Balfa brothers will do that for Kirby Jambon, La Valse de Bayou Laforge.
Thanks a lot. We're going to do another song that's on our new record. It's an old Creole Zydeco tune. I first learned it from an accordion player, Ambrose Sam. His nickname was Sweet Potato. And I also learned some of it from Canray Fontenot, a great fiddle player who was here a number of times. And I even learned a couple licks from Mitchell Reed, a good friend of ours. Threw it all together, and here's something called Bernadette. She threw me out last night. Oh. quiero suave aprender muy de para poder no te fon ponerte me pasa. Bernadette drunk at Bernadette.
Kevin Wimmer on the fiddle, Bernadette. All right. Thank you. Well, we're real, real happy to have a new member in the band, and it's a real thrill to have him. He's just turned 17. He's a great fiddle player, and he's learned the bass to join the band. He's doing an amazing job. The next generation of the Balfa family, Mr. Courtney Granger.
Merci beaucoup.
We often talk about the Balfa tradition, and you know, Dewey used to always talk about his father, Charles Balfa, and that was Courtney's great-grandfather. So he's keeping the tradition alive, and we're just really proud of him. He's got a new record out on Rounder, as young as he is, a little devil. And I'll let him introduce this song for you.
All right, we're going to do this next, this old song we learned from Mr. Canary Fontenot. And we're going to do this for Boissec. I don't know if he's listening or not, but it's called Le Bal de la Prison. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to do something real old style for you. Just accordion, fiddle, and triangle. Kind of features the accordion in a different way. Back in the days whenever you used to have to play the bass side, a lot of times old accordion players, you say, well, he can't really play an accordion. I mean, he could tear it up on the right side. But if they couldn't play the bass side, they weren't considered an accordion player. So this is a song that Dirk learned from a great accordion player who unfortunately is left us this past year, Mr. Oktay Clark. He was 95 years old. He was a really great accordion player. And he called this one the Freight Train Blues, and you can kind of hear how it would have sounded like a train. And just want to let you know that Dirk ran out of accordion videos. He made an instruction accordion video, and they just came in. So if you're interested in getting one of those, just wanted to let you know that. And but this is an old style accordion tune called the Freight Train Blues.
See if we can get some train sounds going here. We'll try.
Thank you. bébé. Moi je vais prendre le prochain chat qui vient. Ne paye pas rien à you, mais ça va aller, je vais prendre Paris. Aussi longtemps c'est loin de toi, ville à moyen. Ça va aller, la wesh va prendre Paris. Et même si ça va aller au Grand Texas, mon chugon, merci bon Dieu. Yeah. Je vais prendre. Ça va aller, non, je vais prendre Paris. Peut-être je vais aller au Mexico, si l'un toi cartin. Je vais combler et compliquer tous les soirs. Et je connais, je vais jamais me rencontrer des criminels.
I ask our good friend, Mr. Jesse Leger, to come out and play some accordion with us right now. How about a hand for Jesse? He's been having a wonderful time this week. I know you've made him feel welcome.
Yeah, just like John and Jane and Mr. Elridge, this is Jesse's first time at West Virginia. I said, Jesse, you think if they asked you to come back next year, you'll come? He said, well, I'll stay here just until then. So I think he's enjoyed himself.
I think I can live in the woods till next year.
He told me to tell you something while he changes the strap. My strap's too short for him. I think I should get Christine to tell you that little story about... Oh, you done already? Man, I had a story already. We're going to leave the story behind. The music's more important.
Ready to do a little something called a Creole Stomp. Thank you. I think I got 15 minutes and I'm going to burn it. So, and we're going to do this, I'm going to do this next number. First of all, I'd like to thank all the support I've had when I come up here. I had no idea I was going to be treated like this. And then get over here and play with top musicians like this that I've been playing with all week. And all these jammers, students. I mean, it's just nothing like I expected at all. I want to thank y'all for that. I'm going to do something kind of caught on. The number called For the Last Time, Por la Dignidad 4.
He's gonna do this next number. It's a good number.
I'm saving my voice. I got another earplug model to do for you.
It's called the yo-yo. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I made up my mind. Gonna do this next summer for Don Brasso and Heaven Christine with the dance crew.
Oh, come on, how about a hand for Don?
Well, no, Don Brasso, watch for the one that's gonna be crying, eh? He told me it was gonna make him cry, but he wanted to hear it anyways. Just watch for the one that needs a hanky.
Jesse Leger.
Thank you all very much. Love you all. Well, thank you all for your role back in Milton.
Definitely our pleasure. Yeah.
Jesse Leger. If you're ever in Louisiana, you gotta go see him.
He plays at some great clubs. One of them is the Rodeo Club, to look that up. We're gonna get out another friend of ours. A lot of you are very familiar with him. He's been here for many years in a row. He's a National Heritage Award recipient, and he has a new record, fairly new record on Rounder Records as well. Not all that old. How about a hand for Mr. Boisek Ardoin?
Thank you.
I said, boy, sick, they clapping for you so much, you don't even have to play. Well?
Y'all ready?
Something called the Bosco Stump.
Oh, no, man, you're a big person.